Matt Riddle, what are your thoughts on this gentleman?
The reason he's not in the UFC anymore is because he could not pass a drug test. The guy couldn't pass a drug test. You're so weak-minded and so addicted to marijuana that you couldn't stay off it enough to pass a drug test 3 times a year. Well, guess what, dummy? They drug test in the real world, too. And also, this is the guy who did an interview and said, I smoke marijuana so I don't beat my wife and children.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
I know a lot of you fuckers hope I do, but he's going to make sure I don't.
You've made comments yourself before that Tyrone isn't necessarily received in the way he maybe should do it.
Every time Tyrone Woodley opens his mouth, he shoots himself in the foot. He's a very unlikable guy. When you're from England and you're in the United States and in Texas, okay, and they're booing the American guy and cheering the English guy, I think that sums it up and says it all.
I'm the boss. It's my way and no other way. End of story, you know?
You're not gonna f***ing disrespect me.
Bro, you're not even f***ing famous yet. What the f*** are you gonna be like when you start making money and everybody wants your f***ing autograph and all the girls wanna f***ing hang out with you? What's gonna happen to you? You're gonna be a f***ing lunatic.
Season 9, mother f***ers. Season 9. If you don't know what the f*** goes on in this show by now, I don't even know what to tell you. What do you not f***ing understand about that?
You're going to take care of Yoel Romero. What do you mean by that? Can you elaborate? What does that mean?
That's between me and Yoel Romero.
Well, thanks
for asking. That's between us.
No, I know, but there is the precedent with Carlos Condit and GSP where...
Is there? There's not a precedent. There's different scenarios and different situations.
Makes me f***ing sick. You guys stay focused. Remember why the f*** you came here. Show everybody, these millions of people f***ing watching, why they want to watch the 155-pound division. As a team, you guys should have been on his fat ass 2 weeks ago.
Then what the fuck? This guy is a fucking ass bag. Like, I give a fuck what Jake Rawson thinks. What the fuck has this guy ever done to move the sport of MMA forward? They got some dude with a big fucking afro wrestling.
Split the money. It's a fucking $100 million or $200 million. Who knows what it's going to be? I think it's going to be the biggest pay-per-view ever. Probably 2.6 million buys. Shut the fuck up and fight.
These guys are all crying about their injuries. They've been whining about how hard this is, and then they quit. It makes me sick. I don't give a fuck.
You ask him questions. He doesn't. He knows the answer. But fuck you. I'm not going to tell you the answer. Figure the fucking answer out yourself. Why do you have to love this so much to hate it? He knows the answer to that. And that's a fan going, fuck you. I'm not going to tell you the answer to that. He hates us.